Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Hello.
My name is Joe.
Sloppy.
That's Joe.
Joe. So
for the audio listeners there, you did a Peter Crouch impression.
I did a robot impression.
Yeah,
Peter Crouch does an impression of a robot as well.
That's
I did the
very
same impression
true.
As him. It wasn't an impression of him. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
how are you doing?
Ethan.
Hello.
Ethan.
Hello,
everyone.
How are you doing, Ethan?
Yeah, I just put my headset on and my hair's gone all over the place, so I don't look as good as I was supposed to.
Oh. Well. You're not very... Headset, I mean, that's a bit confusing, isn't it, for someone who doesn't see you. It's just some headphones, I'd say.
Well, that's a headset good point. Implies it's got the
Britney Spears
microphone.
Yeah.
Madonna. How are you, Joe?
Me, I'm very good.
Looking well, is that a new top?
Is it a new top?
I can tell. Do you know why? It's got that never been washed crispness to it.
I was in a bit of a mood this morning, just no reason for it.
Oh. Just one of those moody days. You know, you wake up, you go, I'm a bit of a mood today.
Yeah.
So I had my favourite coffee that reminds me of Canada, Tim Hortons. Have you ever had their French vanilla?
What is French vanilla mean?
I don't even know why.
It's like a syrup?
It's a syrup.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Is it? Do you prefer that to a regular vanilla?
Yeah.
Or perhaps it's a Madagascan vanilla?
Yeah. That normal vanilla can suck a dick.
Really?
Yeah, these French vanilla guys.
Boys.
Are unbelievable.
For some reason.
Have you ever had one? Ethan, have you had a Tim Hortons French vanilla?
No, but you've once tried to send me that about you a bacon sandwich and a coffee, I think it was, and I didn't have time to do that.
When was that? Was that pre?
Just using him like some sort of courier for your bacon sandwiches.
I think it was a watch long one, and I said, "Oh, have you got time to go buy a coffee, Ethan?"
But I was by myself, and I get quite stressed by myself, Drew. And he didn't really think about that. He just wanted his food, didn't he?
I think you were away. I think that was the time I thought.
Well, when Joe was away, the Joe will play.
Yeah. Well, everyone was away, weren't you? You're on the other side of the world. I thought I could do what I want here.
Can I say about that shirt?
Yeah.
Although, save for the tiny little badgie on it. Not a bit of mustard or navy in sight.
So
I'm
like
really proud of it.
Black suit shirt.
It's great. It's green.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was black.
Did you buy that thinking it was black?
Oh, it's nice and green, isn't it? Yeah, but I told you I'm colourblind.
Are you?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
You look like someone that would be colourblind.
Right.
Can I just say
that?
I don't know, and I don't know what I can't give you any backup to that. You look like someone that would be colourblind.
I'm sure we talked this about eye testing year 8, then they did those things where they try and identify the numbers within loads of little balls.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see for the life of me.
Right.
I couldn't differentiate a 3 from an 8.
So you are colourblind then?
And basically said, are you a bit colourblind? Couldn't be an astronaut. No. Couldn't be a pilot, sorry.
Or an astronaut, probably. Just grades-wise.
The sun is.
What do you think?
Sorry. Astronaut wrong result.
Let me just tell you that. What do you think an astronaut does? Just drives toward the sun?
Yeah, well, they all just fuck. I tell you what I'm done with.
Space.
People who are asked about space.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at these pictures from this telescope.
Mm.
Couldn't give a shit, mate.
Really?
Why don't we focus on the fact that that this world's a bit fucked? Yeah. Instead of seeing a galaxy we'll never get to in our lives. I don't know. I listened to Brian Cox on an episode of a podcast I like the other day called Off Menu.
Mm.
Just banged on about space.
Yeah, he loves space, doesn't he?
Like,
and here's the thing with space. Grow up. Here's the thing I love about space. Why is the answer always 100 billion?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how many stars is there in the galaxy? 100 billion. How many galaxies are there in the solar... It's like, hundreds of billions of stars. And you're like, mate, it's always 100 billion.
And also,
come to me with a trillion for once.
Also, how do they know?
They don't.
You can't count them.
No.
Someone's you can't count to 100 billion.
Oh, fuck it. It's gone live.
And then everyone's like talking about black holes.
Yeah.
Is that Brian Cox? Everyone was talking about black holes. And it was like, oh, nothing can come through it or out of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a shit.
No.
I'm just done with space.
Do you remember that week, maybe in something like, I'm going to say 2009, where the Large Hadron Collider was all going to like suck all the universe in, but we lived it.
I remember that. Do you remember that? The Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, the Hadron boys.
They just sent two neutrons round the back, smashing into each other, and everyone's like, it's going to recreate the Big Bang.
What do you think about space? Like, well, you asked about the Big Bang.
In terms of how space and like speed of light and that sort of thing could lead towards like time travel, that excites
cool.
me. Because I heard a theory the other day that imagine you grow old, Joe. I mean,
quicker than usual, I think.
Yeah, imagine you grow old.
I've got my heart.
Let's hope you get there. Imagine you grow old. And you, on your deathbed, you say bye to everyone. You ready for the endless
sleep? Really? At least I'll know I'm going. I'd like that.
Yeah.
Bye.
You say bye to everyone. You ready for the endless sleep. You close your eyes. And then the next thing you see is you taking a headset off. And it's the year 2030.
That's just sent me so under.
It's 100 years in the future. Or even, let's say, the year 3000. It's 1,000 years in the future. And this life that you're experiencing now, all of your experiences, is just an interactive, like, headset experience. Technology has advanced so much that in 1,000 years, you can go back to the past. Let's see what it would have been like in the year 2000. Let's live life.
Yeah, but who am I? Who am I in the future? Who am I?
Just a nobody. Just an average person. Because by that point, that is
I'm playing a game now and I'm wasting... I mean, some of the jobs I have to do.
Yeah, but in that time...
Why would I be wasting my life with a headset?
No, because it seems a lot faster than it is in real life, like a dream. So really, what is 80 years, 45 years for your life, in the future, is like a dream. It's only 6 weeks. And you've just done like a little experience week that you paid.
What were you buying? Like when you drive a fast car on a track.
Yeah.
Wow. Does that make your head spin?
And do you know that that's
Ethan?
Actually possible, Ethan? Like, scientists and physicists actually say that there's no way you could prove that this isn't a simulation.
Well, I guess I don't have the resources to hand to possibly prove them otherwise. So I believe that could be a thing. It scares me a little bit. I think the whole idea of The idea of death scares me as well, in the sense of,
well, apparently you get to go again.
Mm. No,
reload.
I know, but what if you don't reload? The reality scares me more than the simulation world. I feel the right now.
Why, if we're in a simulation, why would there be illnesses then? Surely, your arteries would be all right. Why would they go back and go, oh, I know what we'll
do. My artery is all right.
Why don't we make this game where possibly illnesses could just wipe us out?
Because...
You just fucking crack on, wouldn't you?
Because it's not a game. It's a simulation. And it's like a history. A learning experience. So do you know now you go back and you watch videos on the plague, or you watch videos on, you know, the Tudor times, whatever, reconstructions, people... Like, you read about stories of people who were unremarkable, who just lived 20 years and died of the plague. But do you know what I mean? Maybe he's just got bad arteries.
Right, so what you're saying is, if I die, I'm going to wake up.
I think you should put it to the test.
Oof, a bit
dark. It was a bit. What have you been doing this week?
We're still going... See, if I was in a fucking simulation, I wouldn't be doing this no-carb November shite.
Are you doing no-carb November? Hang on a sec. I saw you eating a lasagna sandwich 3 days ago.
Hang on a sec. Was it live?
Well, it was on the 3rd of November.
Yeah, but I pre-recorded it all.
When?
When do you think, how quick do you think I edit stuff?
2 days.
I recorded that in October the 8th.
Hang on, what about the Big Cock Burger? When was that?
Big Cock Burger was the 25th of October.
Interesting. How about that big bath full of croissants I found during last night? I've got to eat my way out, I'm drowning.
The pan au chocolat, up my bum.
Putting the pain in pan au chocolat. Excellent. So have you not touched carbs since
October? No carb November. I just want to bring you the story of this week. When people say no carbs, I get carbs in a lot of things. And we're talking the big boys here. We're talking your breads, your potatoes, like your chips and all that, your mashed spuds, your pastas.
I love that. Just make sure everyone knows what potato is. Potato, chips, mash, spuds, which is just another word for potato, not even a way of cooking them.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So no potatoes, no rice, no pasta, no bread.
Yeah.
What about like fizzy drinks?
I don't really drink fizzy drinks.
Okay.
But I suppose we'll have them. We're just talking about those big carbs that we just eat a lot during the day. So for example, we have a nice omelettes for breakfast, bit of meat and veg, and that's it for tea. That kind of vibe. So we can have like a little mini breakfast. You have like a little veggie sausage, that's what Becky likes, mushrooms and an egg. Don't get me wrong, I'm missing the hash browns and the toast. So when we say no carbs, and no carbs are everywhere, we mean that.
Yeah.
So imagine my excitement when I'm going around Morrison's in Cheetah Leaf. What a shop, by the way.
Morrison's.
Up there with the best three. Morrison's is the best shop in the UK.
Okay, well, it's
bar none.
All right, then. All right, give me your top three supermarkets.
Morrison's, number one. Aldi.
Yeah, number two.
Couldn't give a shit about the rest of them.
Really?
Lidl can get in number three. What's creeping up there? Sainsbury's, done.
Tesco? The club card.
Yeah.
club card privilege is good. I get you that.
And also, what about maybe you bring in one of the sort of slightly more expensive ones as your third option? Because you don't need Lidl and Aldi.
No, because Lidl's bakery is better. They do the patatas.
I don't love Lidl. Something about it turns me off. It's got the feeling like it's like a supermarket that was made for a TV show where they're not allowed any brands anywhere.
So you'd say Aldi over Lidl?
I'd love Aldi over Lidl. Every single day of the week.
What's your top three?
Number one is Aldi.
I see. It's a second for me. It's not better than Morrison's. Because Morrison's hot counter.
Number two.
Have you ever seen the chickens you get from Morrison's?
Number two is Morrison's.
Yeah.
Chicken. Number three, Tesco.
Tesco, really? Mm. Ethan?
I only eat from Tesco Express next door. I've not done a big shop in maybe over a year.
Something a bit divorced dad about that, Ethan. Yeah.
So you shop, you never
respect it, but you could be saving yourself a lot.
You spend a lot on food then, not as much as Joe.
Cut way back.
Well, I only really eat fish cakes these days because that's the only thing that's like £3 and the Tesco Express. I can't eat the chicken Kievs because they make me bloated. So I only really eat fish cakes.
You just eat fish cakes?
Yeah.
Why did we never know that your diet is fish cakes?
Do you know if there was a film where a seagull and a human got in like a machine that merged them together and it came out just as a person but with the mind of a seagull, that's what they would eat.
Just love fish
You've
cakes.
Got the mind of a seagull. Why are you just eating fish cakes?
What, with as well?
Nah, nothing, just by themselves.
No,
just two fish cakes as buns and then a fish cake in the middle as a sandwich. Just three fish cakes.
Seafood sticks.
Yeah, seafood sticks as a burger.
They do these three at Tesco Express. You get three things for the price of two. So I get two vegetable medley bags and some fish cakes, and I can use the next vegetable medley bag that I got for the next day's fish cakes.
So hang on a second.
That would mean that
you've always got one spare medley bag.
Well, it's always going on to the next day.
So you've always
what's in a medley bag?
You've always got too many medley bags, forcing you to buy another medley bag the next day.
Is a fucking great word to say.
Yeah,
it's a medley bag. Medley bag.
It's quite sad as well because I know how many like of each vegetable you get. So for example, you only get maximum of four corn, and I really like the corn the most.
So you're having, how are you cooking these veg? Are you steaming them or are you
It's all going in the fucking microwave, innit? Let's be honest.
And then you're just eating it like just veg?
I put in boiling water and add a bit of salt.
To be fair, he's got one hell of a figure on him.
Yeah, maybe
he's got the body fat percentage.
Hey, maybe
middle
we should do. So January is the time where you always cut back, innit?
Yeah.
Maybe we should all do the Ethan James diet.
The fish cake and veg medley. I'm up for
fish
that.
Fish cake and medley bag.
It's really depressing. It's just because I don't have much time when I come back on a night time and I just need some food. So it's either...
But you could go shopping because we do the same job as each other and I have time to do a weekly shop. You're lying there, really.
I can't drive or anything.
I can't drive.
Well, that's all going to change, isn't it, Ethan?
Just coming up with excuses. Come on, Ethan. You can do better than
that. Also, Ethan, have you not heard of deliveries? Asda delivery.
Asda do delivery.
Oh, we're not even talking about Asda. They're better than Tesco's for me.
I don't like Asda.
Top three.
Asda's conning a living. Every single bit of fruit and veg from Asda tastes like shit. Everything in Asda. The layout in the Stockport Asda is mind-blowing.
Oh, don't even talk about the Stockport Asda. It's
sensational.
Stockport Asda goes viral once a week for a fight in the street.
Can I give you a little tip, by the way?
Don't go there.
This is just a general supermarket tip. If you're into like...
That's how you steal stuff.
Stealing and that.
Yeah, what's
not that I'd do this, but if I did steal, here's what I'd do.
When you're not in a simulation of this
life. There's a couple of obvious ones, but here's one that I don't think many people will do. At the start of your shop, walk in. Often, the Morrison's I go to, the hot food counter is just when you first walk in. Go straight to the hot food counter. Get yourself a Cumberland sausage, maybe some, a bit of chicken strips or whatever.
I know where this is going. Eat it on the way around.
And then when you get to the self-checkout, just pop the bag from that into the little receipt bin.
100%.
Scan the rest.
I often get yourself grab a little five free sort of walk, for my walk.
And get yourself some little walk meat.
Another thing that Becca taught me is that when we're walking out with the shopping and we're not paying for it, I go around the back and just bag the security man. Bag him. Keg him.
Oh.
What do you call it when you pull your trousers down?
Kegging him. De-kegged.
Keg the security guy. He don't know what's going on. Leg it.
Really?
What are we talking about? Oh, I found pasta. Right? This is what I'll talk about. Morrison's. great supermarket. Red lentil pasta. Yeah. So this is pasta just made purely of lentils. Mm. We got very excited because we were like, right, it means we can still have a spaghetti bolognese with the red lentil pasta. That's it. There's a couple of things you've figured out. Red lentil pasta is actually not too bad.
I've had it before. It's actually decent.
It's decent. Yeah. But Christ, I had wind like you've never fucking believed. We cooked the full part. We were eating it. It was delicious.
You did tears of joy because you can basically have carbs for
exactly.
free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know how many lentils I must have eaten.
Thousands.
But in these, and my God, I had wind like you won't believe. I bought Becky flowers the next day to say sorry. I was just up all night farting.
You laid them down on the bed like a grave.
No.
This is where Joe's arse just completely died. Put them on there. They just wilted immediately from the residual smell that was locked in the quilt.
God, and it stunk as well. And it's freezing outside, isn't it? It's not like the summer. You get away with Trumps like that because you can open a window.
Can I tell you about my week?
Yeah.
I was in bed the other night. And again, this is such a laddie podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all right.
I was in bed the other night. It's about 12:30.
In the morning?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the afternoon.
Yeah.
My partner's next to me in bed. Next thing, I wake up to this. And I'm like, what's going on here? Trying to vomit next to me. She's like, why does it smell like fucking diarrhea in here?
Oh, no.
Farting so bad.
Oh, no, you've made your girlfriend gag.
Lizzie was vomiting next to me.
She held it in, though,
She held it in. But I just...
What did you have for that day for tea?
What had I had? I'd had some chicken thighs that had been in the fridge for a week.
Ooh, so they're on the edge, on the kilter.
But what I'd done is I'd done the classic. Do you know where you basically use the quilt as a Ziploc bag?
Yeah.
You lock it in. She goes to roll over, just releases a sort of a seam of gas. Next thing you know, she's got 20 to 30 full farts straight up her nostrils.
Have you ever gagged off of like a smell?
No.
I don't think I have. Ethan?
I like smells too much. I respect them. Yeah, I respect the way of the gas.
I've gagged once, like one of my, like a lad at school. I hate saying this, but he farted in his hand and he shoved it in my face and I was really sick.
One time, my mum got called into school because I farted in a girl's glasses case, closed it, put it back on the desk. And how good is that? Because not only does she get the smell of it, but she gets shit on her eyes.
That's mad.
Yeah, so just lock it in the glasses case.
Lock it in the glasses case.
Yeah.
I got some messages the other day. Well, I had a plumber come round, and I remember him. I won't say his name, but he was... we had a little chapel because we were Catholics. Oh, this is bad, this. Well, I'll say it, and we might get it cut. We might.
No, we're not cutting it.
We had a chapel in... No one really went into. It was like a chapel where you could go in and sing hymns and that. And he had a wee in the holy water thing.
How do you know?
Because he and his mate Andy did it. Oh. This wasn't me. I swear on my life. And he had a little wee in the holy water thing. Like
so then people are getting fucking slapsized and all that.
No, but you bless yourself on the way in, don't you? Don't you, Ethan?
Oh, I've not done that. Not Catholic.
Yeah, but you're Christian, innit?
Yeah, but it's different, innit? We're not into all that. I'm not Christian. It was just
bless yourself holy water if you're a Christian.
I don't think so. I assume maybe.
Right, anyway, if you're in a cafe, there's a little pot on the side and you just dip it in here. So for weeks or until the water we ran out, this is sinful, innit?
So you were blessing yourself with piss?
I wasn't. I knew the game. Mrs. Dowdy didn't. She drank it. Dipping her bread in it. That was bad, innit?
You know, a bit of piss and oil, like they do on the continent. Right, what's next?
No, I've got loads to talk about.
Yeah. Go on then.
The John Lewis advert came out today on the day of recording. Let's play a game. Have you seen it, Ethan?
I've not seen it, no, Drew.
Right, can you stay up? All right, okay. All right, here we go. What is the song? Right, so do you know they always cover a popular song?
Somewhere so, only we know.
Was it? This is the three songs up for you. Have they covered Softly and Like Slowly? A, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Sweet Child of Mine is my least favourite song of all time.
B,
it is shit.
B, All the Small Things by Blink-182. Or C, Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Yeah,
it's obviously good. Welcome to the Black Parade.
No,
It must be.
It's not.
I honestly think. I think the one that would lend itself to that sort of like floaty, get Lily Allen in, get Ellie Goulding in type melody would be Sweet Child of Mine.
What do you think, Ethan?
Oh, sweet child of mine.
What do you think, Ethan?
Yeah, fucking definitely that.
Now Drew's done that little rendition, I'm going to have to agree with him.
Sweet Child of Mine's.
It's Blink 182.
No, it's it not! Is.
All the small things.
Ding, ding.
Wait, let me just double check that.
Ding, ding. Capitalism by the stairs. Get yourself a nutcracker. Go on then,
yeah,
what is it?
It's just John Lewis advert, All the Small Things.
Can I see it then?
Do you want to watch it? It's pretty sad.
Of course it's fucking sad. It's John Lewis. What is it? Old man dying. No, alien dying. Dog dying.
Make sure you're on phone.
Someone's dying, aren't they? Or getting hit by a bus or a fucking planet or something.
What a text to get, by the way. I'm interviewing someone who's studying farts for the last 20 years. She's got a book out called Silent But Deadly. And my producer's just asked me, is the fart woman a prereq?
Bet she is.
Yes, she is. Right. This is good. Right, let me find you on this. Can we play this? Is that all right?
Probably not.
Probably not, no.
All right, we'll leave it then.
Well, I want to see it.
Oh, it's fucking sad.
All right, leave it then. Forget it.
Just imagine a man and then start crying at the end of it. It's pretty. It's a good twist at the end of this one.
Okay.
I used to hate the John. Do you like the John Lewis adverts?
I could not give less of a fuck about it.
You're not too Christmassy, are you?
I like Christmas, but John Lewis isn't. John Lewis isn't Christmas. First of all, I've never had a single present bought for me from John Lewis.
So expensive.
Of course it is. It's so expensive. So what? They spend £1 million to get people on Capital FM to watch their thing and live react to it and start crying. Oh, it's really good, isn't it? I'm going to get myself a stand mixer or whatever it is that John Lewis sells. Bullshit.
What are we like with Christmas? When does it start for you? Because we've left Bonfire Night now. For me, this is the build-up.
See, let me throw a spanner in the works. Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can we celebrate Thanksgiving?
What do you mean we?
Because you're American, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm celebrating it.
So what was confusion about that? Can we celebrate it together as well?
Yeah, of course we can. We'll do a Thanksgiving episode. You can dress like a, what's it called, with the little button up and the hat and that. And then, you know, you've just killed a load of Native Americans. It's all your fault, really. Yeah. And I'll just...
Ethan
can dress like a turkey and I'll dress like a
pumpkin. Do you just simply have a Sunday dinner?
It's like a Sunday dinner, but it's a bit different to a Sunday dinner.
And what's Black Friday?
Black Friday is just buying loads of shit.
You don't dress up for that?
Yeah, you dress up with a balaclava and a hammer. Make sure you get the best telly.
Right, one other question I want to get to you before we ask Ethan about his week, because he's got more shout-outs, by the way. Fucking hell, we got a text up. Actually, let's just go straight to him before I ask this question. Text up 1 a.m. My Friday nights have now changed forever because I'm up doing a show at 6, so I'm in bed quite early. Roll over to see you and Ethan having an exchange at 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Because Ethan's... What happened, Ethan?
I went out and got pissed, Drew.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about your night.
Well, it was just went out for a few beers with the lads and that. We wound up at Wetherspoons, the Paramount. And when I was there...
You always wind up at Wetherspoons?
Not always. I do probably... I've probably in my time have spent too much time there, but not all the time. But anyway, I bumped into a lovely lad called Luke, who gave us a wave, and he said, excuse me, Sloppy Joe's? And I was like, yeah,
Sloppy Joe's. He said, no, I ordered the mixed grill, didn't you? He worked there as a joke about the order that you made the food.
Right? Can I just say, Joe McGraw, you're breathing into the microphone right
I'm
now.
Laughing.
It's horrific.
I'm laughing.
You need to move away from it.
Right, I'm just trying to laugh.
Sorry. God, I don't want to kill your happiness and that. It's just, it felt horrible, my headphones. But anyway, bumped into Luke and massive fan of the podcast. So another little shout out for us. Really lovely guy. And then at the end of the night, something mad happened.
Okay, love it. Go on.
So went out to some bar. Can't remember the name of it.
That's say no more.
Yeah. When I left, right... A guy pointed at us and he went, hang on a minute. And I went, hang on a minute. And he went, I know you. And then he went, yeah, it's Metropolitan Matt from the Didsbury pub. Do you remember?
No.
And If you don't remember.
Yeah, they met before. And he talked, the one who he did a shout out for last time.
Is that
time.
His full name, Metropolitan Matt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we met him at the Metropolitan.
Next to Red Line Rick. Rick.
Yeah, so. But what happened was, if you don't remember, I forgot his.
Coach and also's Colin, was he there?
He wasn't there.
Ah.
If you don't remember, I forgot the girlfriend's name. And Hughes made a lot of fun for me for it and said that, oh, she's irrelevant or whatever. Matt and his irrelevant girlfriend. And guess who was there? It was the girlfriend. And I went, oh, hello. And she went, no, no, no. It's fine. I'm irrelevant. But it was Hughes too who said she was
irrelevant. Ethan, that's why you shouldn't take the mick out of people.
That's tight, Joe.
Ethan, you shouldn't have done that.
No. It
was took the mick out of her.
You said she was irrelevant, not me, folks. So,
folks. I love that. Pandering to the audience. Folks. So, did you make a new friend then? Are you and Matt, have you, you know, exchange numbers and all that?
I just feel like I'll see Matt again someday somehow. So,
but once you've both taken the virtual reality headsets off and you're back in the year 3000.
Well, if that's the case, it wouldn't surprise me anymore because. It's just such a coincidence.
I don't know. Is he taking the piss?
I don't know. He's got into a weird mood, but
it's
I like
just
it.
Such a coincidence. Right, well, that's our week. Well, anything else got something to throw our way?
Just, nah. Something? I shouldn't talk about it.
Go on, what happened?
Just thinking about the past and that.
What, Mike, what do you do to pass the time, Joe? Do you watch TV?
I like to, no, I'm very busy. I like to think about, fruit. Do you know how?
What if you had like 2 hours to yourself right at home? What would you do? Half of them wanking.
No. I won't take the full 2 hours. I like cooking.
Yeah, nice.
I like looking at stuff online, finding out about stuff, like learning. Yeah, I do.
What was the last thing you learned about?
I'm trying to learn about the stock market. I want to conquer the stock market.
You want to conquer the stock market?
I want to conquer the stock market.
Have you got stocks?
Not yet, no. I've got them Oxo in the cupboard.
Oh, God.
But is that right? Stocks and cubes.
Have you got shares?
No.
I got shares album for you.
I do believe in life after love. But I was cooking the other day. And when I say cooking, I was making breakfast.
I don't know what you're
doing. I was making breakfast and I had a banana in front of me.
Oh, why?
And I thought... Do you know those people who say to you, do you know you should open bananas from the bottom? Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
I do that.
That's bit of wisdom that is dished out by people who go, you know monkeys open bananas from the bottom?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, is that
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Because we don't take a monkey's opinion on anything else. It's like, you know, when you're writing a poem, you should just shit yourself and shag your wife instead, because that's what monkeys do. We don't take monkeys' advice on anything.
Monkey zoo, have you been to?
Why do we believe that a monkey, just because they eat bananas, can eat bananas better than us?
Yeah, but because they eat bananas every day.
So do humans. Humans, I would say...
I've not had a banana in ages.
For a fact that humans eat more bananas than monkeys. Why is it that they would have the upper hand on us? It is nonsense.
Evolution.
Don't tell me this. What do you mean evolution? They haven't evolved to fucking think like we have. We've got proper thumbs.
Have you not seen Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's not real. And they're opening bananas from the top down like us. In fact, I snap them in half. Then you get two bananas. I just want to talk a little bit about the banana, actually, because I realise why it's the perfect fruit. Okay?
Right, okay.
It's the biggest selling fruit in the world. Number one. Top daddy. Top banana.
Bananas are the number
bananas
one.
Bananas are the single biggest selling fruit.
You're lying.
On Earth.
You're lying.
Can I tell you why?
No. You can tell me. Have you made that up?
No, it's true.
Ethan, pull it up.
Bananas, the number one selling fruit in the world. And I want to tell you why they are the best fruit on Earth.
Because there's loads of them.
Not because there's loads of them. There are many reasons. Some of which, you'll be looking at this checklist I give you now, and you think, well, an apple falls on that one. Well, an orange falls on that one. But none of them have all of the ticks next to them like the banana.
All right, go for it.
First things first, it has its own protective skin. Okay?
Yep.
Apple doesn't out. Orange does. Okay,
apple
check.
Apple technically has a skin.
No, it doesn't have a protective skin. If you get shit on the outside of an apple... You can't do anything to get that off without washing it. A banana, if there's some shit on it, peel around it. Yeah? Number one. Number two, it is the only fruit, except the grape, that you can hang or hold like five of them all at once in one hand because of that centralised meeting system at the top of the bunch.
What about a cherry?
put cherries on there as well. No, cherries aren't like that. Cherries hang from trees.
I can hold a couple of them like that.
Yeah, you could hold a few, but not the same.
Okay.
You couldn't hold a week's worth. Like you can with bananas. Number three, yeah? They aren't juicy. You can't have a banana dripping down your arm. You can eat a banana on a train, in a taxi, at a funeral,
at work. They aren't juicy.
They don't, because if you're eating a let's say a pomegranate, orange, yeah. It's dripping down your arm. An orange is dripping down your arm. It's messy.
Ethan, couldn't be less messy. Can we establish, is Joe right about the banana fact?
So tomatoes is number one.
Well, that's not bananas.
Hold on, that's a fucking. It's a fruit.
It's not a fruit in the same.
What's
way.
Number two?
Bananas.
Right.
What's number three?
I think.
You've got to get the top three.
It's watermelon, surprisingly. It's in million metric tons.
Oh, in tons. Yeah, because each one weighs fucking half a ton. But yeah, banana. It's the most eaten proper fruit that you put in a fruit salad. And I think I've explained to you why. No other fruit ticks all those boxes.
What are you cooking,
handheld.
By the way? What
it's
are you
perfectly
cooking?
Handheld.
You're cooking
and
breakfast.
It's the only fruit you can stick up your ass.
Yeah, true. And we've all been there, haven't we, Ethan?
Yeah. I was cooking a Cheerios with some banana on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheerios with banana on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's my favourite breakfast.
What?
Banana Cheerios, yeah.
What? Banana? Why would you put banana and Cheerios together? Fresh banana on your Cheerios?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
No, it's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I get with porridge and stuff like that.
Nah, it's great with Cheerios as well.
It's fucking Cheerios.
Should we get to 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about food, you bring it on. This is Joe Smith's 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
Meatballs was a shambles last week, wasn't it, Ethan?
Well, yes, it was your shambles, Joe.
Sorry, pardon?
But if it was the meatball marinara, like we said, you would have had a much better chance.
Yeah, but you know, no carb November.
Right.
What?
We are in for a treat today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
9 out of 10 club. Each week we take turns bringing a food that we think is 9 out of 10. The other two have to agree with us, and it goes into the club if they do. This week, I have brought something to the table that I believe, honestly, is the best food on earth.
This is so... What a statement.
This to me,
you're bringing to the table the best food on earth.
Not just is it a phenomenal tasting food, and not just is it as consistent as anything. You can get it from anywhere, and it really never misses.
Oh,
right?
God, don't be weird.
Not just is it those two things, but also the ceremony and the feeling around when you eat this food is beats. Everything.
Right, can we guess? Ethan, what do you think he's got?
It's not a banana, is it?
It's not a banana.
The ceremony.
Can I...
Is it...
God, I'm so excited!
Is it some sort of cake?
No. Can I tell you? I'm just going to reveal it. And
what, one more time.
No, you have a guess, Drew, and I'll have a guess.
I'm thinking ceremony.
Not ceremony as in like...
Pizza.
No, but just when you eat it. Oh, my God.
Ethan,
no,
one more
I'm
time.
I'm shit myself.
A ceremony?
You're going to shit yourself?
I need to explain the whole situation to you.
I think cake was a decent guess with ceremony, but maybe I've got a guess.
Why you ever think? Can I keep describing the situation?
Yeah, go on, go on.
Cocktail?
You're on the right lines, sort of. So, for me, one of my favourite things to do on earth is go out for a meal. Sitting with your friends, sitting with your family, all of you together, right?
Your lawyer.
The best bit of anything, whether it be a holiday, whether it be a podcast,
is it
whether
Papa
it be sex... Whether it be...
Is it Papa Dom's?
The best bit in life is expectation.
Right, bring this fucking thing out now. Okay.
There is no better moment when you're out with your friends.
I can't hack this.
You're starving. Nothing has been ruined yet because nothing has happened. No one's had a bad main. The dessert, not everyone's too full. I'm going to go home after this, actually. Everything is still on the table. And the person at the restaurant brings out Papa Dom and pickle tray.
I knew it was Papa Dom's.
It does not get better than that. It doesn't get better. So we've got your mango.
Have you just ordered Papa Dom's from this place?
We've got mango chutney.
They were stunned at that
onion.
Order.
We've got a writer as well. If you love a lime pickle, if you love a chili dip, that is fine as well.
I fucking love Papa Dom's.
Because and no one's, my main's turned up. Oh, it's got hair in it. Oh, it's got this in it. Oh, I'm too full. Oh, actually, I wish I'd got the tikka tikka masala. That looks good, actually. What's that saag? Oh, I should have got that. There's none of that. Everyone knows what a Papa Dom is. Everyone knows how it tastes. It doesn't let you down. It is at the start of one of the best meals on earth, the Indian, British Indian
Ethan, come round.
Oh my god, delicious.
The mango chutney as well. Fuck me.
Shagging the ass.
There's no better moment in life, man.
Oh, it is so good. Fucking hell. By the way, the audio listeners, we've got a really small pot of mango, really small pot of onions. The biggest pot of yogurt I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah, that was too. Yeah. So here we've got the red, the sort of onion in the kind of, you know, nondescript red sauce. We got.
Mango. I heard it was tomato.
Mango chutney. The fresh onion. But to me, there's no better moment.
No.
Because you could say a shepherd's pie, but what if you get a bad shepherd's pie? No one's ever eaten a bad poppadom.
Where'd you get this from, by the way? What place? Anyway.
My Lahore.
Pardon? Can you say that?
My little... Wait.
My Lahore.
My Lahore. But the point is, it doesn't matter. Because you can't
find a bad poppadom. Can I ask, did you just buy poppadom?
Just poppadoms.
Were they all right with that, yeah?
Yeah. There's something just perfect about them. And to me, the start of that Indian meal, when you're with your mates, you've all got a beer.
Horse each.
You're all there. Anything can happen. Someone's gone for a spicy one. Someone's gone for, oh, fucking old call me. Nothing's been let down and you've got the whole night ahead of you.
Right. I feel like we should wrap this up with these after because it's so crunchy.
Is the best thing on earth. Joe, hit me with it.
Right, so
Oh, my God.
Poppadoms are... I said we should... Poppadoms are fucking incredible. They are so fucking good. Do you know what it is as well? It sort of levels you out because if you do go in hungry, you're sort of, it just tickles the appetite a bit. Mm. And it can be a piece of art as well. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a grab a full poppadom kind of guy, put it on my plate. Mm. You often get little spoons with these little sauces, don't you? A little sprinkle. Next thing I know, I'm fucking Picasso. Mm. I'm doing a little art thing there, a bit of onions over there, a bit of this. Ooh, yogurt sauce, a little twist like that. Yeah. And before I crack into it and eat it, you could probably sell that for a couple hundred quid.
£200,000. David Hockney.
So, I'm poppadoms all in. Ethan James?
Wow. What a special thing to bring to the holy table, I must say.
Thank you.
The poppadom is crunchy. It's delicious. The sauce, the mango chutney. Oh, I love mango chutney. I love me onion. I quite like
the onions there, by the way, are fucking well nice.
They are. They're delicious.
Get them away from me. Oh my God.
It's like you said as well, the atmosphere in which you have a poppadom with your mates, it's prior to the Indian meal. We all have an Indian. I think just from the tone of my voice and the excitement, I'm not even going to build it up. I'm going to go straight in there. It's a 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah! Oh, the best food on earth.
It is
the best moment on earth.
Can I ask, is it proper, like, sort of Indian cuisine, Ethan? Because obviously do you eat a lot of Indian cuisine with your girlfriend, or does she cook dishes for you that are a bit different?
Well, she can't cook, which is a major negative, obviously, because this is supposed to be one of the perks, but nonetheless...
Sorry. Well, sorry, Ethan, let me clarify. Was that sexist or racist?
Why?
Which one was it?
You thought he hit the jackpot with an Indian woman.
You can decide. Was that a sexist joke or a racist joke? Or was it both? Ethan James.
Could have been a double whammy
could
joke.
Could be either. Could be the elusive double whammy there.
Fucking hell.
I think for your sake, let's start with sexist and apologise for that only, maybe.
Okay,
nah, it's all good.
What I mean is, Indian cuisine is fantastic.
I know what you mean.
I wish my amazing Indian girlfriend, if she could cook more of this cuisine, it would be a massive bonus and something that I would love because I love Indian food.
It would be a quality that you would obviously really enjoy, wouldn't it? Being able to try different things or having Indian food more often.
I'd put it this way.
Made by someone who's...
If I married a sexy Italian man and he couldn't cook, I'd be fuming.
Yeah, that's not... Well, you can't cook with the amount of times you're dragging him to the bloody bedroom.
Yeah, well, there's Italian sausage. Pepperami this.
What?
I don't know. Okay. Right, 9 out of 10 club. A success.
Was that a good
after
one, Joe?
Ethan's meatball failure last week.
Was that a good one?
Yes, it was. It was very lovely. I loved it.
I can't think of anyone at home that would not put poppadoms in the 9 out of 10 club. I think they're the best food on earth.
It is really good.
Incredible.
I remember once that we my mate obviously brings up on the show a lot, Andy, once walked into a curry house and he loves poppadoms so much. He heard him order, and this is no lie, there was three of us, he ordered 18, six each. We were fucked by it. And I swear to God, 18 poppadoms. And the guy was like, you sure? He went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I swear to God, he smashed all of his six. I had about four of mine. I was like, fucking, I got mixed grill coming.
Yeah. 18 poppadoms is a lot.
18. Oh, supposed to be on a God, diet as well.
Give it a go, though, wouldn't you? What about with people, when it turns up and there's like six on a plate, and then some just like, I think this is the same sort of person that opens up the window on the train.
Yeah.
Someone just sticks the finger and just crunches them all.
By the way, what about the balls?
Popper balls.
Have you heard the balls where you like a poppadom, but it's a ball,
and you
they,
pour the little coriander
water. Poppadom ball.
Oh my God,
that's never mind blowing.
Ethan, oh, imagine God. Right. I'm going to bring these one day. It's like a little poppadom ball, same material, same meat as a poppadom.
Same material,
but inside of it they pour like a salty, tangy coriander and mint like water. You put it in your mouth, you bite into it, and it fucking explodes in your mouth.
Manisha got me once this kind of watery thing that you had to pour into something, and it was. Wow. And she loved it. It tasted like dishwater.
It wasn't the poppadom bowl.
I don't know what it was.
It was foul.
Honestly. I was going to say great.
Right. She loved it.
Come on, what's next?
Right, well, let's crack on then. Should we do Joe versus Joe? Big, big cheating allegations against you last week.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Did you cheat, yes or no? If you cheat, I wouldn't be bothered.
No, I didn't
cheat. Because I like the drama now.
I didn't cheat.
Did you cheat?
No.
Ethan James, what do you think on reflection?
Well, we saw the Patreon comments that you write.
Oh, and normal comments as well.
And there were some allegations. It hasn't been reviewed yet, but I think for now it's safe and we'll be more cautious going forward, okay. I think.
I'm happy to write my answers just straight down on a pen and paper if that would satisfy people.
I can bring you both pen and paper if you want to.
Yeah, do that. We'll both do
it. Yeah, all right. Bring it on.
Right, so just for everyone to be perfectly clear, it's currently 6-6 mm-hmm. in a 1-7, Joe versus Joe. Best of 13. Whoever loses spends 24 hours in a McDonald's with Ethan James.
Right, Ethan.
This is huge.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the grand finale of Joe versus Joe. And for this week, I've been in touch with our friend Luke, who you may remember done the quiz of Sloppy Joe's previous episodes, and he's made another quiz for us, up to date.
Shit. Are you nervous, Joe?
I'm a bit nervous, yeah. I'm ready for this one. I'm just going to keep my head down for this.
Keep my head down.
So I'll read the email from Luke. He says... Dear Slop Daddies, as you seem to enjoy the last quiz on the history of Sloppy Joes and the celebration of the podcast reaching 30 episodes and it being the big finale, of course, your esteemed producer, he's talking about me there, has asked me to write some more questions for this week's Joe versus Joe. As before, I've avoided any questions from either of the Joe's personal stories. I hope you enjoy. Okay.
Right, love it. Bring it on.
So here we go. Question one to get off the mark. In the Come Tune With Me Patreon special, what did Ethan cook for his main course?
Good luck, Joe, by the way. If we always forget Joe's such a bad loser.
I'm not a bad loser.
At this point, you're just a bad competitor. Can't even speak.
I'm fuming.
Why are you fuming, may I ask?
Because do you need the exact word for it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Okay.
It was a story.
Yeah, story.
It was a story.
Stir fry and curry.
Very good, Joe. You're both off the mark for question one. It's a good start.
Oh, I'm so nervous. 24 hours in McDonald's is rough.
Question two. What was the first item not... to make it into the 9 out of 10 club?
I have no idea. Is it like in episode 1 or 2 or whatever?
No comment. What was the first,
The first
item not to make it into the 9 out of 10 club?
No.
I would have got this.
Would you?
Yeah.
This is the Ethan era only, obviously.
I'm just taking a guess. Is it the Ethan era?
No comment. You've got the question. I need an answer.
Right, I'll go first.
What have you got?
I've got my butter.
Stroop waffle.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is all the way back to episode 1. It's Turkish Delight.
Oh, I brought in Turkish Delight.
Of course.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell.
Oh, should have got that.
In Turkish Delight.
It's so good.
It's fucking shit.
Right.
Jesus!
Should have got that. Should have got that. Oh, God. That's wow. One of the ones that if I'd have seen the answer, I'd have gone, yeah, I'd have got that. Joe's so nervous. I've never seen you like this, Joe.
Oh, God.
That time you had 4 takeaways in a day, you weren't far off this. But not for this long. Right, come on.
Okay. It's getting nervy inside Sloppy Joe's studios. Question 3. What connects these 5 people?
Love that.
King Charles III, King Louis, and forgive my reading of Roman numerals, XVI.
16th.
Nice. Bruce Lee, our kid Scotty, and me. Ethan James. I'm going to push you for an answer, please.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I've gone the Earl Short.
Oh, that's a great question. I put they were all born the same month.
Could be.
They're all circumcised.
Oh, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
Oh!
Can I say
I put
short of cockskin? Is that... Does that count?
Fuck!
You did not put that true.
Right, come on, Ethan.
Sorry to Scotty for saying that it's short.
Come on.
Circumcised, of course.
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Question.
I hate it.
Question 4. We're getting into the nitty gritty.
Carry on, Ethan. Fuck off. Build up to my heading.
Question 4. Closest. No, sorry. That's question 5.
Oh,
question
shit.
4. In episode 19, Which band was Ethan going to see when he got pissed and bullied a pensioner outside the toilet?
I don't remember. You know it, don't you? He knows it. I don't remember this.
Don't worry, it's closest to, isn't it?
No.
No, it's closest to next one, so it can all change.
Yes, yes.
What have we put?
Coldplay.
Travis.
Of course.
It's Travis.
Yeah. Now I hear it, now I know it.
I've got to get this right. Okay. Here we go. Question 5. Closest gets a point. Oh, back to my Stretford Paddock FC days, this voice. What date was the first episode of the Sloppy Joe's podcast published to YouTube?
Do you know it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I know it.
Bullshit. So I can't win then. You've won.
No, write something down. You could win. I might be wrong.
I don't know. I know why you know it.
Why do you think I know it?
Because you said you wanted to do a live show on the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. It's also our pin number.
Is it?
If you know that, I've just given you.
I don't know the pin number. What's the pin number?
Well, now everyone else is going to know your pin number.
Nah, to be fair, it was an account that is now...
Defunct.
Yeah.
I don't know this, so you've won.
What have you put, though?
I've put the 15th of March, 2022. It's
26th of April.
I knew it was around then.
Is it? The 26th of April.
Well done, Joe.
I fucking up. Spent 24 hours in the Mackies.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
At least I'm with Ethan for the whole thing.
To be fair, it is, because I've been looking at the live show for our first birthday, doing a celebration, so I had an upper hand there.
So, and also, news coming on that very soon, for God's sake.
And may we just move on? Can I please wish Luke's old man, Gordon, a very happy birthday?
You love a shout-out, Ethan.
Fucking loves it.
Should we do...
Let's just do one ask Ethan. And I got one for the table, because then after this, guys, to break the fourth wall, I'm getting my back waxed.
Yeah. And you will see that in this very show. We're going to put a clip at the end. So make sure you stick around for Joe getting his back waxed as punishment for last season's Joe versus Joe.
Oh, seasons.
Yeah, big time.
Ethan, what is the most overrated food?
Oh, yes, please.
Overrated food. The cucumber is a foul food and is used very popularly. What's the word I'm looking for?
Popular.
Yeah.
That's why you watch this podcast, isn't it? That's going to be all from us. That's a perfect way to end it. Thank you so much for that. The cucumber. Just let's not forget, the great philosopher once said, the cucumber is a foul food and it's used very popularly. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
See you, man. Wave, Ethan. Join our Patreon.
Ethan.
Bye.
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
Dom from Manchester Beauticians.
Test it.
Well, yeah, go for it. Go for it, Dom.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Right, breathe in.
Go for it.
You ready? One, two, three.
No, what are you doing? The lower back. Yeah. Dom, not the lower back. Not the lower back, Dom.
It's okay. I think
we'll not work. The lower back.
I think we'll work before.
No, Dom, come on.
Okay, three, two, one.